Do you know much about your parents' education?
Yeah, neither of them went to college.
Mm-hmm.
My father would come over on the old donkey drawn rail car from Juarez. He went to high school
mm-hmm.
at Moorhead in El Paso. Moorhead was then a high school, I guess, and later it became a grade school. And then after that, he went to work.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to work in the real estate business for a little while, and the grain business, and finally started this insurance agency in 1914. And
oh,
it's been
wow.
a continuous operation with us Schusters since then.
That's great.
So that's 85 years.
Yeah,
it's
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So that was his education. His education became, I guess, you know, street education in
mm-hmm.
the School of Hard Knocks, and more than formal. And it's interesting, isn't it, how someone like that would not have dreamed of letting me not go to college and graduate school,
yeah,
where he only went to high school. But he was smarter
mm-hmm.
in a day than I am in a year. And so it,
wow.
while education is very important, it isn't the total measure of the man.
Yeah, it doesn't count for experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, back then they probably didn't have, probably not a lot of people went to college.
That's right. Not as many did. He saw to it that his brother did. He sent his brother,
mm-hmm.
his younger brother, through the University of Arizona.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And then to MIT, where he
oh,
graduated.
Wow.
But my dad, who didn't get beyond high school, never had that chance. He was busy, really, from a very young age, busy helping support his family, because it seemed like, strangely, you know, as I perceived it at the time, but understand it more now, my dad was really the only one in the family that ever was able to make a good living.
Huh.
And so everybody depended on him, and it was a big family.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I'm very proud of him that he responded to that, helped his sister, helped his brother, helped his parents,
mm-hmm.
And then was of huge help to me. The guy that never went to college. Kind of neat.
Yeah, that is neat. That is neat. Now, what about your own education besides college? Where'd you go?
I didn't tell you about my mother's education, so
do
that.
Yeah.
She went to a school in Oklahoma, in Indian Territory, that was called Oklahoma College for Women, but that was the name of the school, but it had high school and college in it, and she only went to the high school part.
Mm-hmm.
And she educated herself after that by a fantastic appetite for reading and
mm-hmm.
And music, and so she became a very well-educated woman, particularly in history and English language and English literature.
Mm-hmm.
Just by reading.
Yeah.
Which is pretty nice.
Yeah, you can learn a lot by reading.
Yeah.
That's great.
Right. Then you asked about my
education. Yeah, where did you go to school?
My education, I went to Austin Crockett School here, Austin High School here, and then I went to Stanford. And
mm-hmm.
after Stanford, I went to the University of Pennsylvania to what they call the Wharton School
mm-hmm.
of Finance. And I went there to study insurance. And like I was saying, my dad said, well, if you want to come in the insurance business, you can't come into it the way I did.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to go to the best insurance school in the country, which was the Wharton School.
Yeah, that's really lucky. That's really wonderful that she got that.
Yeah, really wonderful. So that was at the master's degree level.
Mm-hmm.
And right during, while I was there in school, the Korean War started, and I was put on 24-hour alert, and so I had to drop out of school. I didn't finish the second year and never did get my master's degree.